any, if they don't have a decent attendance record, then we'll have them take the field.
On both sides. See what I we have to finish off for you. And my little post-it. So I know who's on first, what's on second. Okay. We have to do a bit more on the Davar HaMakabel Tumim. So we'll pick up the Pisrei Tshuva Siman Katan Yutches. Mechaba Yud Kesem Shenimtza al Dovar Shein Mekabel Tuma Logozl Ketzad Botka Kaka Olam Obeis HaKisei Shein Mekabel Tuma Okol Dovar Shein Mekabel Tuma V'yoshva Olo B'motza Bo Kesem V'in Kesem Shenimtza al Bege Tzavua Tahova Fikach tilba she'isha bigdei tzavonim la'atzila mechachot miksomim, trying to reduce this suffix situation. First of all, why? Talk about the Rabbona, you have a right to ask timing on mitzvahs. They got together and decided that. If you read and for the Miri, the Tumas Sedeshim, they all seem to say the same thing. This has to do with Dayanus. Certainly, the sugya is intriguing, you make an insight into the rabbinic process. You judge by the masses, like the president in a popular vote. You can't be the laughing stock for people. Then I come on Shabbos. I've said, I better explain myself a little bit. Lo osi dore, right? Or achaku alai. The later generation should come and laugh at me. You can't say something which is incongruous, which is just inconsistent. But that seems to be the background. The paskin that a damnida on a cloth is not metami the cloth, at a time when Taharos, Tumba of Taharos, was omnipresent concern. And then say, but she's a Sura Labaila. You can't make such a Tekone. Since we're dealing with Tekones Chabonim, assuming Lo HaGosha, Lo Hadisha, therefore, what would it be? You find Dam, if you people learned anything in Mishnayos Nida even. Shomim, Shabomi, Rekem, etc. Are they Tmeim or not? What does that mean? Meaning, a cloth that has a stain on it. Do they follow the Jewish practice among the Karoim that they hide the Shomim, meaning they just let it float around because of Tumah V'Tahara? So they now have a Rishon Tumah here, or maybe an Ava Tumah. Either the blood itself or the cloth that touched the blood. So therefore, again, the background for the statement Dovah HaMakabal Tumah is not also don't we ask them Shem Kesem because of the incongruity that I'll say the object, the beged, the cloth is toho, because the double chain of makabel tumah. But the woman who saw the kesem, she's tameya lebaila. That cannot be. That's an inyan in dayonus, right? It should be a chukat tumah for dayonus. And since they are initiating the tekona, they quite delimited it, sliced it the way they want, and they sliced off tumah. Big Tzavonim, I told you, is really a relic also of the past, when we were mafkin in dam le dam, so that a red color had to be a certain shade of red, and so on, and obviously, to be able to have good color discernment, the background had to be a bland, light background, and on a colored background, you couldn't possibly undertake to be mafkin in dam le dam. That's where we begin the sugya. Now the question is, what's the makabel tumah, what's not the makabel tumah? To the Pesach Tshuva Yud Ches. I told you yesterday, really you should train yourself to make use of the Pesach Tshuva. It's a Mamisha, like a little review book, where he did a lot of reviewing for you, and gave you in very succinct form a massive information. If you can figure out the meaning of his words, I am b'tshuvas noy de b'yuda simon nuboiz. Tom was there. That's the time I gave you. Vayin to it. Well, that is. Shehesi Golot. Main thing is, I am there. B'tshuvah Sofer. Shusham Sofer. Simakup Pei Beis. He'll come back to him. Vayin Beno Yudit Tinyona Simakup Pei. They all say essentially what I told you just before, the rationale for excluding Dovaham Sheinu Mekabel Tumah. Then he says, I am not Yehuda Tinyona Simen Kufhei, Shekosav de Liyo Shalono Mekabel Ksomim, de Lo Gora Mi Levodim de Mekabel Tumah Ayin Shom. Okay, you people had a chance to learn this yourself. What's Levodim? After tzor is knowing the meaning of words. What's levodim? Look up in the O's as lavud, pachas megibul tzorchem.
It's not going to help you over here. Okay. So what you need is my edition. Inside of my edition, I wrote years ago, felt, F-E-L-T. Okay. That's the authentic edition. Very nice. In Hilchos Tumas Kelim. What's felt?
It's a felt hat. It grows someplace. This is what moves. It's made, felt may be made from cotton, from wool, from fur. Felt is a process in which you take individual hairs and with some magic, you squeeze it together and you get a leavened, you get a mat. It's a verb to felt something. Okay. Now what is this? They have a little shikalach, and the Gemara says, Mishu says in Kalim, that's a beggar. If I make I take little bits of hair and I squash it together and manage to have them whole by putting some glue in or whatever they do, they put some kind of binders in there, and you end up with a solid mat. That's the problem too. Okay? How do you make paper? This is good. Some of the really is. You have to have the mitzvahs and understand the halachic principle. So in making wood and making paper, I felt the wood. That's the sushi. Right? I take little bits of sawdust and I do whatever I do with it, cook it up, and try to squeeze it down, right? And I end up with a mat. Therefore, it's leaven. If it's a leaven, and we have a Kabbalah that leaven is a Kabbal Tumah, that's it. We don't need it to be made by Adigon, meaning spinning, etc. No. You can also have matted material called Tuthin. That's also considered a proper material to be a Kabbal Tumah. Therefore, the native Yehuda, who makes the rational extension to making a paper, my nafkamina. The old paper is made of old paper.
Wouldn't you agree? Is it an issue of the process which makes this item, or is it an issue of what's in the item?
And what's wrong with what's in there?
Use the angel mode, it's usually character, so different like cotton, so different linen. It's like it's a big linen tree that goes 200 feet high, and they decided to make toilet paper out of it. One of the great tragedies of modern life, you take 300 year old cedars in the cedar forests of California, right, and you grind it out to make toilet paper. Toilet paper from cedar in the pristine virgin forest around San Jose, and he was destroying the whole place. And then Baruch Hashem, he got involved with some manipulation on gold, and they ousted him from being in America. He had to go to jail to be in America, so he's now in Toronto. Big man in the city, in the Sapa community there. Okay? There's nothing wrong with it. It's hard to find to fault the native Yehuda statement that Yor should be considered to be another on the Kabbalah. What?
Are we saying that the paper is treated as embedded? Is that we have a, when we're saying that leavened is a cobblestone road because it's embedded, right? We're making cloth, we're gonna, but here the we're not using paper the same way that we use embedded. It's still pushed, it's still pleates. You're saying because we press it that we're going to treat it as a bagged now.
Why
am I making a failure?
Yeah, why?
Shoot, I'll wear it.
You don't wear
paper. It's not going
to
see it.
She has to use something for the deco. That we're not talking about. Then they'll go to Philippe and dub on a cobble tumor, don't shame it a cobble tumor.
Right.
So if she uses, the woman gets caught. Is a practical child's woman gets caught, she's a busy woman, she works all day, right? And you take a look at the clock, when is the shkia today?
4:45.
Work is over 5 o'clock, right? And she is 4:45. And she has to make a pike, kudim, main ashmoshos, in order not to lose the day. And she isn't home, and she didn't take a longer call. Did you make a bdika on a piece of toilet paper? Nothing wrong with it. I'm not looking for what she's done. She can use her fingers if she wants. And the fingers don't work. But it's like pinua, the cool in the socket, right? I don't care what she uses. I want to know whether there's blood inside or not. And she can lie down, and a gynecologist is on the floor upstairs, and he'll run down, and he'll be bodic, the V carefully, with a swap stick or whatever he does. Fine. That has nothing to do with the tumor of the tower, right? A tumor of the tower of the beggar. But here we're talking about, she didn't use it for, we're not talking about a bdika. We're talking about she saw on, and I gave an example yesterday, she took some toilet paper because she was suspecting maybe her period was coming earlier, she had certain simonim, and she didn't have a sanitary pad, but she took some plain paper. Works just as well. Okay? All same shadow would be the sanitary pad itself. If it's made of compressed cotton fibers, it never went through a cloth making process. It's not old, right? And therefore, it won't be in Kabutuma. No, there's another kind of cloth making process called felting. That's Ruhudin. That's the Lord.
Okay. Now you understand. Yeah.
Would you be after a shasachat for a lady to do her hasik tahara with the toilet paper? There's no difference between that and can.
The question would be, is it a material that she can be marked as perform soap in the soap, into a piece of paper like this? The answer would be no. Or you can have a piece of Kleenex tissue, right? If it won't fall apart inside, there's some technical problems. Most of our tissue doesn't have much integrity, right? And you start rubbing something with it, it begins falling apart, so she leaves pieces inside, and then it gets complicated. But it's possible. Of course, you take a handkerchief. Women don't carry handkerchiefs much anymore. They carry little boxes of tissue. But if she has a handkerchief, there is no halacha like by Tfilin and Sefer Torah that the aid that you use for bdika has been made with shmo, the same needle. It's not like writing a Sefer Torah. Any piece of cloth serves.
Is the issue because something that is going to be makalat tuma, or is it something? Is it the ra'iyya that we want to see?
Because the thing is going to be makabel tuma? No, nothing like that.
Shouldn't that?
I'm only worried that it'll be something that won't be makabel tuma, and therefore I put myself in that predicament. I say, oh, this cloth is you can take into the Beis Hamikdash because it's not makabel tuma, right? But the woman can't go in because she's a nida. That didn't go so well. Therefore, they paskin that neither are a makabel tuma. The cloth isn't a makabel tuma, and the woman didn't become tameya. That's the best explanation for what seems to be an irrelevant issue to bring in, whether the place where you found the blood was a makabel tuma or not. Maza megeya. Again, what we said yesterday, that whole summon came the other way. That the Xel summon came also trying to avoid a chukha kula. That if the cloth will be cleared to be tummy, kind of double on the paddle tumor, and we don't worry about summon, and the woman says, okay, also, it doesn't sit well. But something came from her that was metame a begging, right? But she's Tahova. Therefore, they put an Isur Zeret Rabon on Aksonim to make her Tumeya. The juxtaposition with Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara really gives you the timing Hagzeira. That explains how the Zera was formulated on this issue of Dovra Makabel Tumah. We have it straight. Again, I thought I said this yesterday. Chazal doesn't help. The sorrow behind the whole suit, the whole Hilchos Ksamim, is that one, it's not a viyah, because there was no Hargosha, and we don't presume Hargosha as we do when she finds something to internal examination, where we introduce possibilities. There was Hagosha B'Shas Maisa, but she told us Hagosha's head, and can't differentiate since she's poking around inside. But Kesem is not poking around inside. Therefore, we assume that it's okay. It's Ria without Hagosha, it's kosher, it's Toho. Came along the Rabbanon and said, but I got a problem. My problem is that dam, we're going to ask the cloth. The dam on the cloth are not going to be matir. Therefore, why? Because of the chumrah of taharos. Chatan taharos, special chumrahs they make. The end result will be that they will declare the cloth tummy. And the woman who is the source of the tumor, Tahola, that cannot be. Therefore, they ask a summon for the woman. Now, the second thing over here, where is an adobo she'ena makabel tumah, and they'll declare the beged is Tahola, the beged is Toho, and then they'll declare the woman Tumeya, cannot be also. Therefore, they said, we won't extend the gzeira to the woman. The gzeira of what? A low plug from Tumah Batara. I will not extend to the woman. And I double shame the Makabel Tumah, because on double shame the Makabel Tumah, we're going to declare the beggar Tahola, the beggar Toho. I can't declare the woman Tumeya. Not that you have to know the reasoning behind it, but that's the reasoning. That's what the Rachinim explained to us. Okay, now let's go back to our paper, which is the big idea. Okay. Vayim b'shavas shuva shiva siyon. If you're following me, this is a... Pesach Shuvah deserves your attention. Simon Lamates,
שגודל איפה היקשו על דברי אינוי דבי הודה. הנאו, ומה שכוסף הרמב״ם בהגיה פר בייז מלכוס קהילם, והניור אין מקבל תומה. והיינה טיימה, זה לא דומי ללבודים, דבי ניור פונים חדושות בו לכאן. In felting, whatever I had to start with, I ended up with. I had little pieces, little threads, little fur hairs. I pressed them together somehow and made them. So I can associate it with a substance that's mekabel tuma, meaning fur and cotton and the linen are things that are makabel to me. Therefore, when I took them in little pieces and made a big piece out of it, okay, so it's also makabel to me. But wood is not makabel to me. That's just happening. A truth it creates is not makabel to me. Doesn't say that, but you have to add that yourself. And then I ground it up, and I went ahead and I made paper from it. I said, well, maybe we'll look upon the same, since I ground it up, as if I made a base keyboard in the creed. Breaking it up, it's no longer flat, and therefore, maybe it's becoming too much. But what came out, when this comes out from a tree, there's Ponyo Kadosha's ball of time, there's such a massive change, unlike plain felting, which isn't such a massive change. Therefore, if Parmachos is all the time, therefore he argues, you cannot compare it to Lugudin with Haim.
This concept of Ponim Chadoshos Bo'olikan, there
is a halachic principle which is always in the shadows, it's always under a cloud. What's called Ponim Chadoshos Bo'olikan? Many of the Mechilim of Jebutin, you know, you were there already, like one time, oh, it's Ponim Chadoshos Bo'olikan. Bad shot of Ponim Chadoshos. Cooking up a piece of chaza and ending up with chaza cholt or chaza picha, and also fun of kadoshes all of that. That's how it comes. The normal fun of kadoshes. Therefore, it's also that's a gelatin as well. It's cooked meat, you get gelatin. In fact, you went ahead then and took all the gelatin together and put it in a little box. We make it the Ponim Chadoshos. But Ponim Chadoshos is a tiny. Yeah. Here it says, since,
and here you have to add, since Tumah v'Tara are chukim, that all halacha l'moshe misinai, all chukim, without explanation why this is makabel Tumah is not makabel Tumah. Therefore, ein lach bo'olam yechadusha ve'eilach. And therefore, this is Ponim Chadoshos. This is different than a wife. Therefore, I don't want to extend it to it. The Heshev Lo. So we answered. The Shiva Tzion answers this anonymous Godol who questions the Lady Behuda. יש חילק מניו שלנו שנעשה מבלויס חובוס או מהסבים קדושים שהוא מייסר לבודם זה בבד אין מקבל טובה והביא על זה ראיה גדולה that is felty I took what? Old cloth I ground it up and I made a fine paper is graded by linen content. Right? That makes the best paper. That bada is lovud, right? And that paper is makabel tumah.
Aval niyoshoyel hem bedos hakodmin. Vadainosin came of dinos hodu me ole ilonos viropos. O al klipe eitzim shechlitu iskinoso makabel adin zeina makabel tumi. Umizem maila rambam. Hisig alosa agodol b'mashel odome l'vodim kivim d'ponim chadoshes b'olakem. What does he say? When the Indians came to America, when the Indians settled in America, they had no paper, so I don't know if you, in your youth, ever had that. We used to do it. There's a white birch tree. You cut off a piece of the bark, right? And you wet it, and you press it. And on the inside of the white birch, you could write a postcard. You send postcards to each other, right? On white birch bark, which is the way the Indians send messages. Side smoke talk, whatever it is. That is the kind of paper that the Rambam was referring to, he says. But that, oh, but ours, he says, is there my rhyme? He says, Asher Kostas or Domino Levodim. Kiva no Jatan de Zaino Shaino no Donan Shi Kabul Tumor with Nesha Hoya Oro Vitrila Elme Masha Nasa Ata Maisel of Ode Nayan Shom. What's he saying? Where's the Ponim Chadoshos?
You think that taking old Shmatas and grinding him up and making paper, that's called Ponim Chadoshos for all the time. That would mean if the ikur is the fact that it once was woven, once it had a denier, and now we ground it up, so it no longer has that structure. He says, olug is not a requirement. The material is a requirement. Therefore, that's what the Gemara tells us, obviously, the Rambam says, that if it's made lovud, it's mekabel tumah. So there are two kinds of niyor. Our niyor that's made lovud is mekabel tumah. The niyor that is made from writing on leaves, he says, don't know what the medium was, maybe it was, there are leaves you could write on, or writing on the bark. A bark of a tree, he says, that's not mekabel tumah. That's in the law of shuti kliyos, that's not mekabel tumah. But our niyor is certainly mekabel tumah. Because our niyor, he says, is made from ground up material that is from a source that's mekabel tumah, only instead of it going through an oral process, or instead of being left in oral, we destroyed the ahiga, but so what? The ahiga is not a factor in defining it.
Vayim b'sidri taro shekosav im nimsal niyor shlo al yedei Bidika, the kinuach. Okay, here you got your. So I say, told you, such a valuable piece of tshuva. So it reminds you, we're talking about kesem, not bidika. Then he throws in something else, and not talking about kinuach that we have to talk about yet. And we'll talk about. Not that she wiped herself after taking care of her bodily functions. Elo she'ovra olav. She passed over it, or Yoshua Olam, Kosav Tosis Yontiv, the Ein Tumor Shaya Ben Yor, Hagam Deir Meir Ben Yor Shehoye Bezman Ashas, Shoye Me Asabim, Asher Enkin Ben Yor Didon, Shunasimi Big Di Pishton, Nikomokom Nire Dein Chilik. Why? Shaha, whatever it was, Nidchan. Uponim Chadoshas Bo'olekan. The Kachkosa Bechokma Sodom, Kachkof Yigimu. But the Ilu, Ro, Divre, and Rege Behuda, the Divre, Beno Hagon, the children of Lokosu came. Okay, I think we'll do enough here because the rest will pick up in the tshuva I just handed out to you.
Take the tshuva and the siman and gimel. You have a nida hezbo. Kesef ha-nimtso ha-mailan u-niyo ve-nimtso v-tsoso v-mokom tshuva. It's from the Shavuot, I will see you. Yeah, good idea.
Okay, it's in Chelik Gimel Yehudea. Rambam Pei Kalabis Kalim Alokhi Dala Visa Kol Shu Ol etc. etc. O Mishal Dvorim Hagdelim Bi Yabosha Hu Nikra Begir Lini Tumah Vada Kol Ma Shanasa Midogim Meyofos Toho O Kumfu Bi Mis Masitsu Kalim Is In Kol Shu Biyam Toho O Bi Mishna Yudala You with us? It said Ma Shanivra Bachamishi Eim Bam Tumah והם ידוגים ומאופוס, אין בפירוש הרש והרמם ראש, ומכנף אוזליו וביצס הנאמיס, הוא רק בדרבונן, כי איזה ברמם בצורכי עם קוטן, אמר שכוסה בקורו בעיניי הוא מוכר זה. לא כך הניילן, אינסה גם מדבור המבורם גם ממילי עצם, אפשר שייר שיקבלו תומו, דנאיש לא ניקרו לשם העצם ממילי מגדלם, מה בכך? הכיוון שאין להם מדוגם ויופוס, ולשאר לרבוס, מאו בגד, that's the ריבוי in the Gemara, מאו זה לרבוס, בגד, גם זה, דף הם אין להם גדולים ממש, הבום מגדולים, ובכלליו גדולים דווקא צורך, אלא שכן היה מציאוס בגודל. וזה טעם הנדה ביהודה שסובר שפניאור מקבל תומו ואין הסובר טעם סדרי טערה לכיוון שנדחם פה נחדור שבור לכאן הנדה ביהודה rejects that על כל פוחס שייר שיהיה בכלל הריבוי אך ניאור יש לטערה מטעם דורנסו ובגודל וקלם I close another one. In order for it to be kabel tume, it has to be nase lebegodim mekelim. And if the paper was not nase lebegodim mekelim, it's not kabel tume for that reason. Not because the substance is not kabel tume. Abu Nylan shows me begodim. יש תם גודל שיקבלו תומה והתם זה לא נעשו chutin elaka ohu tam lifto mitzitzus and intuma avlato shemati shenase rak mi hashemen hanimso b'mayonos me'omek ha'adoma. A nylon is made from petroleum. Shemkein vaday ein mikabel tumah gam lo mid rabbonon ki kli adoma u'mein oleo din kesem. Unbelievable pshat. So a woman doesn't have to wear colored underwear. She has to wear nylon underwear. Nylon, background, not cotton. Why? If nylon, he says, the source of nylon is from petroleum, which it is, then it is not makabel tumah, period. And the next paragraph is not fully relevant, but it's you should have some understanding of the hilchos tumah v'tara meheri yibona beis hamikdash. Hinei hasfog shenam b'shabbos daf kufim gimel a sponge sheinam akabel tumah einam etamze eloim nasa midvom akabel tumah mechutim dakim or mekisi etzim dakim biyoser. Umishum shabes kibul shalah hem ein kohar de kibul kli. Ela bofan acher, shenze bachshivas kli kibul, shenema betora do dumirasak. What's he say? In a loch of kli, you need a base kibul. Sigmar says that a sponge has a base kibul. I take a sponge and I dip it in to water and it sucks up the water. Now, where's the water? The water is contained in the sponge. So it has a base kibul. So no, but we don't consider a sponge a kli because it's not the kli which Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to Gzeres HaKosov, Osak. A kli called a sak has a container. It has an opening in which you have a area called a base kibul. And in the sponge, the base kibul is invisible. It's a different kind of kabbalah. It's a different kind of kibul. Therefore, sponges out. He just throws this in now just for your general edification. Zeh lefiyosh pirusha, ache shal kosav de eno eitz, ubeged, ela lo kliyes, ulo beged vesak. Masha kosav gam vlo meteches, right. He says also, it's not metal. Material of a sponge is not metal. Now we have a sponge that's metal. Brillo, right, serves as a sponge. It's not really a sponge, right? What is it? Because you have interwoven threads, some water gets occluded, gets stuck in there. Right? But it will be a mateches, and so she a kli kibul. Because some kli shim hoye shayach laso sfug mize, hoye ze kli shim a kabel tumah. Because shute kli matres, a makabel tumah. A mateches doesn't need a base kibul. A knife is makabel tumah, it has no base kibul. Right? A fork is makabel tumah, it has no base kibul. Only non-metallics require a base kibul. Abal ha'amor v'simishin chov maybe me'or shumi dog. Em kein mitam shakob yam toho umitosi v'tefelet yisrael shepirish kein. Anyone know what that is? Okay, that's for that you have to thank the Greeks. Right? Those mamzerim made up stories and drew pictures, and it became they became the leaders of the biotic world to tell you what exists in nature. So they have a sponge, which is really the natural sponge that you might know about. Right. Where's the sponge come from? There's the Leviathan. And the Leviathan is such an angry beast, he would destroy the world. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a sponge, big sponge on his head, that when he lifts his head out of the water, the sponge falls down and blinds him, and he can't see. That's why we survive. And this sponge breaks off, and that's how we find sponges I'm talking about the natural sponges. Okay? Where do you see this? You see this in Galen's bestiary. Right? I was already took a paskin, that's what it is. We know what a sponge is, and not do whatever it is, etc. A sponge is indeed brioso min hamayim, right? It's like the coral and things that grows in water, and therefore it's not a kabel tumah, not because of kibul, base kibul, not base kibul, that real sponge. But there are two kinds of sponges. There's the man-made sponge, which what we were talking about before, and then he's talking about the sponge in Shin Chov. Where do we? That's in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Gavi, the Isur of Schita. That's where that sponge is in Jerusalem. And the Ramah gives you this bestiary identification of what the sponge is. Just hold it, see if we can. I'll stop and give you time to talk. I just want to finish this off because I made up my mind we're going to finish this sugya. And people got to look ahead. What more you want to do? You do a little chazorah also, but what more you want to do? The next simin is relatively simple, and then we have kala, laila rishona, important halachas, and then we have dini chatzitza betvila, not dini mikvah, but how do you get rid of tumas nida? Right? You know, is the hilchos mikvah. I don't know whether I'm supposed to include that. We'll have to check with Rabbi Chalap or whether I'm encroaching on someone else's territory. Whether they signed that to somebody else, I don't know. We'll find out. I would like to be able to finish that with you people, because that's also a lot of halacha lemaisa, which most people don't know about. Ule'etzem inyan kesem benimtza al nior. The Makabal Tuma. Then goes the punchline. Avo bin Yor Shalonu, that's paper. That's the paper you have on your day. That's called paper. But Avo bin Yor Shalonu, Shudak Vroshaik Lachapson, Shi Royu Lishamish Bahu. Strange language, but means it is totally useless for any further use. That piece of toilet paper that she found the kesem on, right, has no utility anymore. Therefore, Shabbat ain't shuv mekabel tumah. Therefore, b'hava kasur the sidri tara, and then we pass the sidri tara that indeed that nyor is not mekabel tumah, but not for what he said. No mitaimei. He said because nyor is not mekabel tumah. I say it's not mekabel tumah because this kind of nyor has no possible utility once it has its kesem on it. V'af heim lo dono ela b'nior kosher shel nishchaz bozeh v'roi lem lo chadayin aval lo rov nior shalonu v'kol shekein lo hanior shenaso v'kiduach. He's saying there are three kinds of nior. There's the nior that they had, which obviously was I don't know, similar are you aware that you can your wife can buy underwear and a skirt and a blouse made of paper to be used once and thrown away, being pushed for travel costs so much, once you do laundry it looks fine, it's made from paper and obviously, not the thinnest paper, but it's made from paper. You go to a doctor, he gives you a paper apron to put on, right? A paper bathrobe to put on. So they modify these things. They make clothes from it for travelers for single use. They shouldn't have to worry about laundering and so on. But that's one kind of paper. Then there's the kind of paper. That's the kind of paper, he says, is what they would talk about in the old days. That is the kind of paper which you have, what you're writing on. There. Which is a kind of intermediary paper. And then there's the toilet paper. He says, this is, look at this. Meaning the paper you're writing on. Certainly doesn't have any kind of Shem Kli, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's an extreme single-use item. It's a single-use item which you can't possibly, if you want to, use more. There's a single-use item, you use more, so that's ready the other time. I mean, theoretically, I could take the paper you're writing on and wash it off. If you had, instead of using ballpoint ink, if you used old-fashioned Waterman's ink that was non-permanent, they said, you could hold a sheet of paper under the faucet, it'll wash off the ink, let the paper dry, you can use it again. Different, right? Different ingredient in the paper. Our toilet paper, our tissue, right? Kleenex, right? Is made to fall apart, has no binding in it whatsoever, it has no stability at all. Right. Try to wet a piece of toilet paper, and what happens? It falls apart. You want to wet a piece of toilet paper to wipe up something on the sink. It doesn't have any integrity anymore, you have a wad or something, but if it all falls apart, it's made for that reason. That's why it doesn't destroy your toilet, it doesn't destroy the whole plumbing system. Right. If you use your notebook paper, it would get stuck in there, it wouldn't dissolve, right? That paper is not makabel tumah. So it's the geyas halacha lamaisa now. What about kinuach? We have a kesem, you have paskin on toilet paper, is not makabel tumah. But now, riyah, you made a bedikah with toilet paper, certainly it's Mekabel Tumah. And certainly it's, I'm sorry, it makes a tomato. Right. Well, it's not dependent on the substrate. You found dam, she's tomato. That's not a problem. The problem will be, what if she didn't make a bedika that's called a ria? She didn't find a kesem chutz l'gufa, but she found a kesem al gufa, right? Whether there we want to be machna. We saw before already, yesterday mentioned, we learned in the Mechaber, did we? I think we did, that on the guf, right, maybe the shear of Tiglis v'yosa or not. In fact, I did my homework to you. Here people pass it around. Here's nine lentils, the shear that they give, which you know. And there's a penny and there's a dime. You see how the penny comes close? Now, those are lentils I had in my house. Do lentils come in different sizes?
I'm sure. There must be bigger lentils and smaller lentils. But probably sure. No, you judge by the lentils, you judge by the gris that you have in your town. If the gris is a little bit bigger, you can make them a little bit more. Okay? If the gris is smaller, right, you knock a little bit more.
So right, you start using bigger lentils.
Oh, using bigger lentils. Yeah, well, they should make bigger pennies. Yeah.
Okay, I gave you the other one, which really is her.
What we discussed yesterday, we have the page, other side of the page. I'm going to leave you what I underscored for you. Probably was struggling with my colleague, this kilo, it just isn't a fair reason to be maker.
One would only, if you can only be maker because of clear, but if you knew it came in Gufa, she would be clear, right? Because we would presume Hagosha, same as we presume Hagosha. On a regular needless, you know, the woman said she wasn't Margaret, you presume she wasn't Margaret anyway. So here he gives the Hezbo. The Linian Hatuma Labaila begin Kesem. Ine Yakesem Hapokas with this. Hazinan Shafa Open Shabbatai Bomi Gufo Logoso Lukamo. In other words, really, knock out this business with my colleagues, with Kino. It's really not a factor. Because where you can't be told that we'll make it anyway. Now, I guess I'm a double shame, a couple tumor. Absolute God of Harvey. Shevada, I bought the Gufo. But God called Kafka Olam, Yeshua, there was all a damn Harvey. Now, more much more, we need to show Tahova. When this came, the sixth root that we just learned. Then, no, introduced the possibility that it came in Mokom Acher. So his badai comes from her. Nevertheless, we're Mekel. Why? Because it was on a double chain of a Kabbal Tum. Lochem b'masho gozlu apokos nekigis nama lo gozlu ap yaduo should be gufo rom bakolis. That's a critical thing. Lomdish playing Baal Bati Shepshat in the Sugya. If I'm offering you a lot of gum and a double shade of Kavutuma, which is bad that came from her, then surely the reason that we're Mako and Prophets with the is not because there's a bug, there's a bounce, there's a louse. That's not the reason for it. I don't need it clear. The Rabbani told you clearly that the Heter will come because we're not machia, not because you'll be able to tell and give me a rational explanation why this blood came. I know it came from Migufa. I thought it came. The key is Shalom Hilgisha. And the Rabbanan didn't add here, since she didn't find it inside, it wasn't Dambibsoa, they did not make that presumption that there was Hagosha, but she was told the Hagosha on something else. Dilma Hagosha's Ehu, and so on. Therefore, that's the key. That's the underline for you. Lofein, look at the next line I underline. Lofein, after Medina's Shalo, Mosu Shomakol, it's all being the same with Tohola. Down to the bottom, the heavy underlines I did for you. The rest you can read. It's a nice, neat children. And it gives again an insight into this whole complex of Gibson. Apoponim, the Dean of the Fourth of Samsofa, Shaab Sheyadua, Shuvadai Bomi Gufa, Eno Tamea, the Kesem, Tokhs Mikigis, Kishalo Hirgisha Mitur. Abo, Afshe Tahova, Toil Likvias Adeset, the Mashe Tahova, whom we should be the Loba Gosha, the also the Pops of the Shia, the Winter, who Kidin Atova, Shelly and Dambra Gosha Tahova, Zelo Shia Likvias Vesset for the land. What do you say? Look at the Shia Sagi, okay. The Barbessa Shalisha, the Sara Yamin, Shalgilos Etzlo, who Lacha Shosha. She has a vessel for 30 days, more than 30 days. Avot Iro Shehigdimo Lechof Alef Yo, Begam Sheikhal Yosef Mechanishim Yo. But there are times when she had a 21-day cycle, some of a 50-day cycle. The Gimel Pomim Ha'achonim Hoye Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel Lamed Ov Yo. Hine Ramor explained, the Hochen Tomid Achat Chilas Hariyah. Memele, Niftal Yom Lamedei Yom Gimel V'nisharach Haflove De Lamed Vov. After Nishu Gam Yom Lamed Vov V'shnei Aviyas HaKodos V'kiven Dein Hadilu Shil Sova Ein Lo Vesed Hadilu V'asur V'yom Lamed Vov Tidil Riyav HaMachas Achim Tzich Halofu Shiyom HaKodesh Shiyon Nebeinus V'ligibo Chavazdaz Zitara So the Koshesh is on Nebeinus Kod Zman Shal Tov Vesed Yilpongen Adyom Second, the Balisha Shayna Mageshis, Haklobisha Shepa Adam, Dalmozina Sada. The woman, in fact, doesn't know when she starts menstruating. She only starts menstruating when she finds blood. That's, I want you to know, that's a big majority of women. Most women will follow the calendar. And use sanitary protection because the calendar says so, not because they feel anything. So I'm not sure somehow we didn't make it through the difficulties of modern life. And somehow we lost it in the process. Here's the key. There's a nice summary of Aloha, things you learned before, and Kabir Savesa. The doctor lives with three lekesem of the der, common pochas mikiris, common yoshi mikiris. Vehai kamashor is common pochas pochas, common yosef, and after many hours, maskel hadam lozo. Which is not unusual. That woman will see something, right? She knows it's the onset of legus, but she will not get a flow until a day later. And some women will not get a major flow until 2 days later. They'll see a little bit of spotting, then they see a little more blood, and then first on the second or third day, they have a significant amount of blood where they have to be careful to change the pad during the day and so on. Well, when did her vessel begin? That's the shot. The vessel begins at the Kovei vessel for one day. Only when the major flow? No. It begins when Niftach Mekola. When Niftach Mekola,
that concept that Mo introduces is that you saw the first few drops. So why is the going to conclude here? I can have drops that are matter the isha and say it is not has told us how it, but she only found some, and if some of my prophets make it is, but she still will tell us the Bible. But that day was Kaveh Vesel, because I cannot be told on any other thing. I have nothing to be told on. Therefore, I know it's coming from her. If it's coming from her, it's Kaveh Vesel. If it's coming from her, it doesn't make it Tomei Al Kesel. That's what he emphasized again. It's not because I have a suffix, maybe he didn't come from her. They ain't got no lice, they ain't got no bed bugs. There's nothing to be told on. Hachamim and Advoizel and a Shiel, Kofus Mikigis. And therefore, even I know, after Shiel, there, Vadai Bigupo, that's the line they underlined for you, right? You know, Vadai Bigupo, also they weren't Goza. But that has to do with the summit, not to do with their skulls. So you have Halacha Lamaisa. If it preceded by a day, in other words, she starts seeing by a day on Sunday, and she doesn't see any real dam of any quantity until Monday. Sunday is the Yom HaVeset, and she has to worry next time for Sunday. If it were, I be said in the Gemara, Ksumim are not Kovei HaVeset, that's a Kesem that comes distant from the Veset, not as introductory to the Veset. So Kesem will come, she's going to tell us a Bible. And the Kesem shows up on the 24th day. I don't have to worry about the next 24th day. She should have hoisted from Kesem. But over here, when you have tip us down, and then becomes a big down. Since I know it comes me Gufa, so I know that Niftach and Kova, different rules hold. It's not Kesem anymore. It is Badai me Gufa. And now I'm only asking, is this now what? A Kriya Sabesa, true to Kriya Sabesa. So you'll have this strange circumstance in which the woman will be Tahova Labaila on the day which is Havia, when she sees the day that's Kobeya Havesa.
So the next month she'll have to be worried
about Sunday.
Worried
about that person.
But that month, and that Sunday, she's with her Labaila. She's with her Kodan.
So again, she sees on Sunday, and it could be even a whole day passes, but only she sees Tipa Tipa. So she may have a first real via on Tuesday, but next month, the onus avesa begins on Sunday, not on the Tuesday. Very good, very important halachas. Okay, we'll stop here. Now, what we have to do is just take a look. We have yet a little bit more on Kuv Tzadik I have to cover with you. I'll tell you what. We didn't actually emphasize, I didn't get it there. Nun Dalet is what we just said. Ain Bisama Mishum Beset. Right. But not this is not some. That's the last Sif in Kuv Tzadik. Right. Then we have Kuv Tzadik Aleph, which is not a complex Indian complex to understand why lengthy is a more. Then you have Din Kala and Nechleses Chupa. And Sulim, Yoledes, right? Then you have, oh, no, I'm sorry, sorry. You have the big Indian, the Achokos, sorry. I'm looking at the timing of this month. Today is November. We have three weeks in November and basically 3 weeks in December, 3 or 4 weeks in December, and depending on OU convention in California where I have to speak. Let me check out with you so you'll know too. According to our calendar, the 26th begins reading week in the college, which coincides, if you want to know, with Boxing Day in Canada, whatever that means. So that's, and I will be. The marker is down December 22nd, and I saw the tapes. I won't say a share on the saw the tapes. Okay, I'll be leaving. I'm leaving for California, and I come back over the weekend, Sunday night. No beginning. I'm not leaving till there's a soil until the 5th of January. So we have essentially. Another 7-8 days we have to finish off anything. But supposedly, I was asked to meet with you and impart whatever knowledge I have on these halachas in this semester, in the fall semester. The next semester, supposedly, the Meir Shechter, Shita will come back and teach Avedus. You people have to take the Avedis class, yes? I think so. The teach Avedis. If he does, he does. But I won't. I won't get caught because I need, in the semester, I'm not going to teach microbiology. I'm taking off the afternoon and trying to decide that I've got to put some stuff in writing. I've got some things published. So I have I publish halakhas at the end of life. Now we'll be focusing publishing halakhas beginning of life, which includes the procedure and abortion, contraception, etc., etc. Yeah. So I'm going to have the afternoons also. I'm not going to accept, or the Christian era, I'm not going to accept. The following year, Mr. Shem, almost I can take over the whole thing. Davis and the falls, before I know through the falls. It cannot be that the kids are going to go out into Rabbonus and not know how to build a mikveh. Mamish amazed and shared. And more, I'm not saying you can't go to a place where there is no mikveh and not build a mikveh. You don't know how to build a mikveh, you're going to shy away from it. That is really one of the easiest things to do if you know what you do. Yeah. So, the goals have to be, it's possible if the boys will prepare a little bit in advance so I can move as fast as I can, I can include even in this monument, besides Katsitsa mikveh, I have nice architect plans on transparencies to make it relatively easy for us today to take off maybe two sessions. Maybe you agree to come one evening. But the unit that you should be walking away with is, besides whatever you covered in Nido, Solomon, you should also make to walk away with how a woman goes to mikveh at an assembly. Do and in what does she go? What's called a mikveh?
Is it possible for us to maybe meet a little bit outside of the shir for the maris also?
Yeah. I have appointments today with two boys, no problem. Normally, in the background, he's in the college. But this tomorrow, I have a contemporary lot to have to finish off.
second half until it's 4 to 3, 3 o'clock. I'm available. Who's available at the shoe at 3 o'clock? No rush out there. But I had the college class that usually that hour after shoe, I was usually involved with the total population.
Do Maras for this year, for the guys who want to come tomorrow?
All the units said, no, do Mara, Mishan, Mara will do, yes. We'll take me a few hours to put it together. I had it for an RCA team that used to come. I had it in notebooks, placed into notebooks, and she walked off, but I left it by. I've done seen and we cannot locate it. But Bosch might have another few thousand miles. But I have to set them up in units and see try to find my famous mother of a woman who didn't get to make it for 4 months because she was using red towels and picking up red threads to do the teaching. And so Rabban told her it's too bad. He recommended the divorce, and the commitment. Nothing more than little threads of a red towel that she wiped herself with after she came home from the mikveh. Things like that. That's something curious that coming also. But I am set up for Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and Yom Shishi. Mr. Shemdor will not be my.